Do you want to tell them the story or after we reveal?
Yeah, so I'm going to say a few words. Okay. And then we're going to unveil it, but okay. you're gonna just follow my lead on all this. Right. See, we didn't coordinate. We're just having a good time. Okay, well, first of all, thank you, everybody, for being here today. I want to thank you for joining me. I'm Illinois State Controller Susana Mendoza, but thank you for joining me here at the Wild Rose Artisans Gallery and Boutique in downtown Springfield with the one and only Monica Sanetti. So thank you for joining us today. In a few minutes, we are going to have a portrait unveiling. This is the little thing behind us here. It's not very little, as you can tell. But first, I wanted to say that this is the perfect place to highlight the importance of small businesses in the state of Illinois. There are about 1.4 million small businesses in Illinois, employing nearly 44% of the state's workforce. Small businesses are the backbone of our economy and the heart and soul of our residents and everyone who dares to dream about someday starting their own business. Our Smart Business program helps small businesses get registered so that they can do things like bid on state contracts. The state sets aside contracts for small businesses, and through the Business Enterprise program, also for businesses owned by minorities, women, and very, very importantly, people with disabilities. Our staff can walk businesses through this whole application process so that we hold their hand through the process, and something that might seem daunting becomes very easy to participate in. We can get them certified, and all you have to do is reach out. So if anyone here, certainly from the press, or who might be interested in someday having a contract with the state of Illinois in this small business space, has any further questions about the program, Louisa Keefe, who's my director of this program, is right there on our controller staff, and she's going to stick around so she can answer any questions and direct you guys. I just want to say for the record that it is not easy being a small business. Small businesses face all kinds of obstacles. We're talking big risks, long hours, expended capital that they didn't even know they had sometimes. Sometimes you have good months, sometimes you have bad months. Sometimes you break even, and sometimes it breaks your heart. But most of the time, it inspires you to build. And that is why 44% of our population benefits from being part of this small business workforce. We have challenges, if you're a small business owner, of things like fees related to business licensing, to permits, to ordinances you didn't even know existed that you have to abide by and spend money and capital on. Sometimes a dream that in your mind was easy to like come into your head seems like an impossible feat because of bureaucracy involved also in allowing businesses to set up shop. So I just want to thank Monica because I know it's not easy to be a business owner. I know that it's a lot of work, it's long hours, it's a family labor of love to be a small business owner. But they also are so critically important to our state's financial ecosystem and a strong economy because every time we have a new business owner take up a space that was once vacant, they're bringing it back to life. And every single business that you walk into, the smallest one, was someone's biggest dream in that moment when they were thinking about it. And then seeing it come to life because of their love and their dedication and their belief that anything is possible, que si se puede, right? That is all about what the American dream is all about. So it's a beautiful thing to be here today. You know, her shop here, Wild Rose, doesn't just cater to the Springfield locals or to the folks like me that come in and go back home to Chicago. It caters to tourism, which is such an economic boon for our state of Illinois and our revenue that comes into this state. So Monica, I think, has this perfect, cute, eclectic, just adorable shop that makes you happy when you come in. If you're in a bad mood, this is the place you want to come to because there's no way to leave here not, you know, seeing color in your life. And so for that, thank you for bringing color as well, additional color to the state of Illinois. Now, I want you to know, Monica is not just an entrepreneur. She's not just a successful business person, but she's also an incredible artist. I mean, if you look around and you see all this stuff, this is her work. She didn't commission it from someone else. She did the work. And so I've admired Monica's work for quite some time. And about a year ago, we discussed what it would look like to potentially take a portrait, like make a painting out of a photo that is one of my favorite photos I've ever taken in my life. And it's a photo of my mother, who's now 90 years old, who was in her late 80s at the time. When we took this photo, my mother, who is of course the most important person and influence in my life, and then another amazing woman, Dolores Huerta, who is an absolute icon in the civil rights movement, in the women's rights movement, in the human rights movement, and certainly in the labor rights movement. And so I had the distinct honor and privilege of being in the same space for all day with my mother and Dolores Huerta, two of the most influential women in my world, which my mother is my world, right? My family is my world. But to think that I could have these two icons, I never thought I'd have the opportunity to meet them both in the same space and to have someone capture that moment. There were many, but this moment in particular with my mom and Dolores and bring it to life through Monica's art, I thought would be something that would be super, super special. And honestly, to have spent, you know, this day with them is one that I'll never forget. But, you know, you have my mom, who's the greatest influence in my life, who told me that I could achieve anything I set my heart out to, that I should always strive, reach out for the stars. And then at the same time, Dolores Huerta, who's inspired generations of people, who has led her fight on behalf of women and labor rights and human rights and civil rights. All of that has made the world a better place. And so to have, she literally coined the phrase, si se puede. My mom's telling me, si se puede, but she heard that official slogan from Dolores Huerta, who is even older than my mom. My mom's 90 and Dolores has her beat. She's on her way to 100. So in any event, bringing both of these women's influence to life in my world, which they have helped to, my mom literally to give me life, and Dolores to give, open up a path for so many women to take on leadership positions, of which I am now the highest ranking Hispanic in the state of Illinois, and to combine that color and that life into a work of art that Monica is bringing to life, well, it's very special to me. So I'm gonna just leave it there, because I do think that as we celebrate Women's History Month, this portrait, while I'm in it, I am not the subject of this. This portrait, I really just want to dedicate to celebrating Women's History Month, because these two women are from a different generation than the one that I am in. But they paved the way for me to be here today, being able to honor this moment in women history across the board for all women. And Monica is here with her daughter, who is a different generation, who's getting to see, like, you know, what it means to be a woman que puede, right? A woman que puede. Your mom, si se pudo, and tú también vas a poder, right? So in any event, I'm going to let Monica explain the portrait, like what she thought, because I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it's going to be great. I know the original photo, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. For the record, I did not think it was going to be this big, so I really have to find, like, no, I meant like that big, that big. This is clearly way bigger. I hope it fits in my car. At some point, we'll get possession of this portrait. But in any event, Monica, if you could walk us through, like, your what you were thinking and some of the elements. But first, let's unveil it, and then you talk about it. Ready?
Okay. So, all right. Give us a countdown, everyone.
Yeah.
So a year ago, Dolores, I'm so emotional. So Susanna gave me this beautiful picture, and I just took a while to look at it. I sketched it, and just kept sketching, and then kept layering. My process is first I do pink and purple, layering all the lines, And then I just start adding color and adding color. So my paintings have a lot of texture. There's a lot of meaning behind it. Dolores, I keep saying Dolores. Susanna told me that she gave me her favorite numbers. These are all birthdays. So we have the birthdays, and then we have the nopales. She wanted some nopales in there. The monarch butterflies, I was just telling the significance of the monarch butterflies. But these just lots of color, lots of happiness. The Si Se Puede banner on the top, and it keeps going. The banner continues, so we continue it. It's flying, so we're reaching for the stars. And just a lot of just happiness in this painting.
This is my mom's bird, Oscar, who is like, I think she loves more than me. This is so awesome. You just totally brought him to life. That's amazing. And then the cactus is obviously, it's a very Mexican thing.
Yeah.
And I love how they're in bloom.
Yep.
And the 11 is my mom's birthday, the 13th is mine, and 10 is my lucky number. And I'm the 10th controller in the state of Illinois as well, so it's got a lot of significance, and that's Dolores's as well. So, oh, and that's the Chicago Star.
Yeah, she was born in Chicago.
She was born in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, this is really, really amazing. You really dug in on that mole, too. This is awesome. What do you guys think? Isn't it amazing?
Wow. And as you go further, it changes. So as you go further, the way I paint, as you go further, the colors that it kind of it looks a little different.
Yeah. If you're up close, it looks super bright.
Yeah. But then as you go back,
it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you have the original photo to show.
I do.
Yeah, that might be fun for them to see. Because the original photo, we're all doing this, you know, power.
The Si Se Puede.
Yeah, the Si Se Puede, you know? And it's, wow, that's amazing. Well, I love it. Thank you.
Monica, could you talk about the significance of the monarch butterflies?
So the monarch butterflies. The monarchs have, is it on? So the monarchs have lots of significance in the Mexican culture. The monarch butterflies are here in the United States and Canada, and for the winter they go to Mexico to rest. We have millions that come to this little town in Mexico, and they arrive during Day of the Dead. So for us, they are the souls of our loved ones that come back to visit us. But also, as you know, Mexicans, we have our family. Mexican Americans have a lot of family in Mexico, so we like to go down there to visit. So to me, it's like we like to wander. There is no boundaries. There's no walls. We go back and forth, and just the beauty in them. They go rest. Mexican Americans here, we go there to rest also, to go visit our family. So that is you will see that in a lot of my artwork.
And we think a lot about the monarch with immigrants.
Yes.
You know, the immigrant community.
The immigrant, yeah.
Sorry, what? Yeah. No, I think she said that. The monarch, this monarch in particular, really kind of represents, I think has been adopted by the Mexican immigrant community as well, of which my mother was a Mexican immigrant, and I am the proud, proud daughter of Mexican immigrants, both my mother, Susanna, and my father, Joaquin. But Dolores was born in the United States, but obviously fought hard for immigrant rights, and certainly in the labor movement with the grapes back in the day with Cesar Chavez. And, you know, everyone knows who Cesar Chavez is, and I think they know who he is because he's a guy, and I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
But
she was also the family.
There's no way that they would have had the victories that they had for the farm workers of America if it was not for the efforts of this woman. And so finally, years ago when President Barack Obama was president, he honored her with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And now people are learning about who Dolores Huerta is. But as, you know, the Mexican daughter or the daughter of Mexican immigrants, I've grown up, you know, trying to research also my history and understand, like, who were these big figures in American history. She's clearly one of them. And she has a quote that I love, and I'm going to probably misquote it a little bit, but the gist is the same, that is that we as women need to take credit for our achievements and not feel arrogant or egotistical when doing so, because we have to talk about our achievements so that the rest of the world knows what we're capable of achieving. And for many years, she was always in the background, thought it was not okay to talk about her achievements, thought that it was a lack of humility. But realize that for so many other women, if she didn't speak up about what she could do, she would not take that moment to inspire future generations to step up into that space and own it and deliver for everyone else. So she was doing a disservice to the very people that she wanted to help the most, the people who stayed in the shadows, who only played the humility card, the humble card, when in fact, in order to get major things done, you have to step into a space that you might be uncomfortable in and then own it. She certainly did that. She's been an inspiration to me. And, you know, I do. I follow her advice. I'm going to take credit for the work we've done. And in our office of the Office of Controller, we've helped deliver 10 credit upgrades on my watch. We've paid down the backlog of unpaid bills. That was our office that did that. We pay our bills on time. That's the controller's office that does that. And we've helped build up the rainy day fund from what, $48,000 to $2.4 billion and growing. So we're on our way to getting great things done, but I would not have been able to achieve what I've achieved without a mother who believed that I could and should reach for the stars, or a woman like Dolores Huerta who paved the way for so many other Latino women like myself. So thank you. You're going to keep it going because this is going to live on, well, as long as I am. And hopefully my kid will have it in his house someday. It's very special. I'll have you add my son in here later. I'm kidding, and my husband. My husband over here. Hey, woohoo! I'm joking. But that's the picture. You guys might want to take a look at it because it's really cool. Any questions for me?
About the Smart Business Program or about the store? Anybody?
How long have you had your store here?
So we just had our six-year anniversary.
Here
6 years. It's been up and down. We are a tourism downtown, but what we do is I cater to local artists. And then we also do, right here in this gallery workspace, we have vision board classes, art classes, birthday parties, and we try to, we kind of fluctuate and we're open to different things to do, so to make this work. Our downtown is just so beautiful. It's historic, and I want it to thrive. I don't just want it to be offices. I want people to be walking. I want festivals in Union Square Park, so we're going to do a little festival in May to try to activate that little area. But yeah, we just want people to come down and enjoy, just to come say hi and look at what we have down here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's support our small businesses and please come visit Wild Rose here in downtown Springfield and check it out. You're going to walk in happy, but leave even happier.
Yes.
Okay, so you announced in July of last year that you will not be seeking re-election.
That's correct. So I'd say the number one most important key takeaway is to not forget how quickly we could fall back in terms of our stability in revenues in running the state's finances. I walked in on day, I think it was 523 of a 736-day budget impasse. And what's interesting about that question is that right now, the vast majority of the people serving in the Illinois House of Representatives or Senate were not present during that budget impasse. So they have no idea what it's like to govern during really bad financial times. And so I would say it's important to keep reminding people that we should be fiscally disciplined, we should learn to live within our means, we should learn to stretch the value of every taxpayer dollar because their money is a manifestation of their hard work that they're trusting us to manage. And so there's a real responsibility and honor that has to go with that job, whether you're the controller or you're the governor or you're a state legislator. And so I think that just remembering, learning about the history and how far we've come so that we don't make the mistakes of the past and fall back down. 10 credit upgrades on my watch after nothing but 20 years worth of credit downgrades is an amazing accomplishment. Took a long time to fix the mess, but it just takes a minute to get back into it. So my best piece of advice for anyone moving forward is to learn from the mistakes of the past and do what you can to avoid them.
Thank you.
Sure.
Anyone else? We good? Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. Buy something for your girlfriend or your wife, right?